40 are missing after the quake set off a landslide about 60 miles south of Jakarta. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Radio Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. True Ott. And we're going to be talking about the swine flu, a deadly epidemic that threatens everybody's lives. And even President Obama has been commenting on it, and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is commenting on it. And everything's being done to create hysteria and fear across America. Well, the question is swine flu anything to worry about? And even more than that, what about the vaccine that they want to give to the American people? In fact, they want to give to people in Europe. They want to give the vaccine to people throughout the world. What's in the vaccine? Well, I will quite tell you, quite frankly, that the CDC says they don't know what's going to be in the vaccine. It's going to be start giving it in 6 weeks, but they haven't decided whether they're going to add squalene or not. They're going to decide at the last minute. They've got the squalene. It's all set to be added. I mean, they spent, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to purchase the squalene that is being disseminated in preparation for the vaccine, mass vaccination. But they haven't decided whether they're going to put it in the vaccine or not. Do you honestly believe that? Well, let's get Dr. Ott's impression of what's going on and bring us up to speed on his views. I've heard very good things about his dissertation on the swine flu vaccine and the threat of the swine flu illness. So you pick up the story there, too.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure being on your show. And as you know, I'm also doing a radio show called The Story Behind the Story, and that's what we're focusing on here. Folks, there's so much more behind this story to what meets the eye and what's disseminated on the mainstream media. And this information that you're going to receive for the next hour may very well save your life. Okay, it's that critically important. Dr. Stanley, to start this this incredible story behind the story, we have to go back in time a little bit, okay? We go back to the year 1997. In the halls of Fort Detrick, Maryland, the weapons laboratory of our government, we find a team of scientists that have been scouring the entire world, actually, looking for digging up corpses of individuals they knew had died in 1918 from this massive pandemic flu, as they're calling it, okay? The research team finally struck pay dirt in Alaska, in the little Inuit fishing village of Brevik Mission, and there they found a corpse that, in fact, had lung material with intact DNA and the intact complete virus structure. Now, they brought this back to Fort Detrick in 1997, and that's really when this terrible story begins, because they now had their hands on what is arguably the most deadly form of a virus that has really ever plagued mankind. Depending on what story you you listen to, anywhere from 20 million to 60 million people died worldwide from this, okay? And so in the minds of what I deem them to be warped individuals, but that's my personal opinion, they saw here a great opportunity to once again reverse engineer this virus for weaponized purposes. Now, this is very important to understand, folks. Jeffrey Taubenberger and his team found, again, by the use of a supercomputer, a Cray computer, that's called Oracle 8, 8i structure, that's provided by Novartis Pharmaceutical, okay? This super Cray computer has the ability to map and to diagnose each of the gene clade structures of any chromosome, okay, including those of viruses. So now they have this virus that plagued mankind in 1918 back in the laboratories of Fort Detrick. They can now analyze it completely and find out what made it so deadly. And more importantly, they now have the tools to reverse engineer this virus. Now, why is this significant with what we're talking about today? Simply this. In 1997, Taubenberger wrote up his initial report and published it in a magazine called Science. And this magazine, in his article, he described this 1918 virus as a, quote, a strain, novel, H1N1 swine flu with, and I emphasize, with bird flu and human genes attached. It's a triple reassortant, a triple recombinant. Now, I find this highly coincidental that the exact same identical description of this so-called pandemic, swine flu virus, is word for word what Taubenberger described the 1918 virus to be. That's the first thing I need to make very clear. The second thing is, you know, how does a recombinant virus, how do you get gene clades, gene structures that are genetically specific to birds, to pigs, and to humans, how do you get them to combine? I would ask the listeners, ladies and gentlemen, to answer this question in your own mind. Does God, if you believe in God, does God do this naturally? Does he allow these things to combine in nature? Ask yourself how many times you have seen pigs exchanging body fluids with turkeys and or chickens, and then exchanging body fluids in living form with humans. Okay, does that happen naturally? I don't think so. So the question becomes, how did it happen? How did it happen back in 1918? Well, I submit that the simplest explanation in the scientific model is usually the most likely model, okay? The one that's usually true. The truth is, in 1916, during the Great War, the World War I, we had a lot of vaccinations being produced, vaccines being produced for typhus fever. In fact, hundreds of millions of doses of vaccines were shot into soldiers on both sides of the trenches, according to records and history of the time. Okay? This typhus fever vaccine in particular is really where we need to focus. Because as we go back and do the digging, as I have done, how was this typhus fever vaccine manufactured? Well, they harvested DNA material from sick individuals that had typhus fever. Again, keep in mind, back in 1918, they didn't know about viruses. They thought it was all bacterial in nature. They were following the work of Jenner and Pasteur. Viruses weren't even discovered until the 30s. So they were harvesting what they thought were bacterial material from the pustules, the pus blisters, of infected humans that had typhus fever to expand out this bacterial base. So they thought they injected it into pigs as another host. And the pigs became sick with what we now know as a virus structure. But then, of course, to further expand this, what they called the seed stock of the bacteria, they thought, they put this into chicken and turkey eggs. And then, of course, after it was incubated for a specified period of time, it was harvested and again then injected back in to hundreds of millions of people. What's the simplest explanation, Dr. Stan? What do you think?
You hang on there. We're going to be back in just a moment. Our guest is, of course, Dr. Truat, and we're talking about, certainly, the origin of the Spanish flu that killed so many people. And, Sydney, is it 20 million? Is it 50 million? Some people say 100 million. How could it be that they don't know how many people died? Are they making up figures? Are they making up statistics? Is most of what we know simply just...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 95710. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 98440, 492.20 for a half ounce, or 246.10 for the quarter ounce. That's 98440, 492.20, and 246.10.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Dr. Chu Ott, and he's telling us the background of certainly what happened when Dr. Toffenberger actually reconstituted this virus that was actually responsible for the swine flu, which was dug up certainly up in Alaska, and then working for the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, they were able to get the exact genetic structure of this, but pick up the story there.
Well, yes, and then we see, of course, his work being finished, the structural reverse engineering completed, and he reports again on all of his process through publications that he systematically gave to the Biological Review and PubMed and other facilities, okay? So I was able to track this, and I was watching this actually when I picked the story up in the 98, 99, and I was just amazed at this. It's like, are you kidding me? This thing is no longer there. It's gone. With his first publication in 1997, it became clear that this virus was a mistake of man, not of God, back in 1918. You see, it disappeared in 1918, 1919, and it just went the way of the dodo. It went extinct, and thank God for that, okay? It was no longer in our arsenal or repertoire. And all of these influenza checking stations that were established after World War II in the 50s and 60s through the resident swine herds, the checking stations that were established by the government and USDA, now, there's no such thing as a recombinant virus ever even coming close to being shown in nature. It doesn't happen, Dr. Stan, by nature.
I'm sure it doesn't, and I think it's important for people to understand that the reason the virus disappeared, because everybody got the disease, the viruses can't exist out of a host, and the host for this one was human beings, and everybody had immunity, and everybody could fight it off, and the bodies of people all over the world killed the virus, and so suddenly the virus just disappeared.
It was a Frankenvirus then. And understand, folks, it's a Frankenvirus now, created in a laboratory. And that's the hard, cold truth. Now, what do we have to do to protect ourselves? We have to understand that whenever you do genetic alterations to anything, especially a virus, either by means of radiation, as they did with monkey viruses in the late 50s and early 60s, to create cancer-causing viruses, okay, anytime you mess with the DNA structure, you change the ability of that virus to be transmissible and to replicate. And surely enough, the CDC's own labs back in April took samples of this novel A-strain so-called swine flu virus, did the transmissibility studies. I have the full text of the study. It's absolutely amazing, Dr. Stan. They infected through inoculation live ferrets that contracted now these so-called swine flu influenza virus. Then they put them in with healthy ferrets to gauge how fast it would take for the healthy ferrets to become ill. It didn't happen. There was no transmissibility. Do you understand the ramifications of that right there?
I think the other interesting thing is that pigs don't get the disease, birds don't get the disease. It's only humans that get the disease.
Right, because it's been locked into human plasmid cells. Underscore that, plasmid cells of humans, not pigs, not birds. This is why it's designed as a human bioweapon. Now, in the ferrets, which are can show the transmissibility factors of seasonal flu strains. This wasn't transmissible. So the question then begs to be asked is simply, how did this thing get out there in the first place? And if it's not transmissible, what would justify a pandemic level 6 declaration? You see, back in May, and as the World Health Organization was ramping up their levels of pandemic fear-mongering, level 6 can only be declared by their own declarations, by their own guidelines, if an influenza becomes widespread and deadly. Two points, widespread and deadly. They went to level 6 in June because they feared that there would be a massive, deadly second wave that would devastate the southern hemispheres during their flu season during the winter, specifically Australia, Brazil especially. They were projecting hundreds of thousands of deaths. That's why they raised it to level 6 and began to ramp up the vaccine production. Today, September 2nd, Dr. Stan, this second wave has not materialized. It was a non-issue. The exploding firecracker was a dud, okay? There is no massive deaths, no big, huge coffins line up in Australia and New Zealand and Brazil. Just the opposite, in fact. You look at the health experts in Australia, they're saying this is one of our mildest flu seasons ever. So the question is, why in the world are they continuing today with pandemic level 6 and this hysteria over mass vaccinations?
Do you think it might be that they want an excuse to vaccinate people? You know, I don't know if you've been following this, but I talked to the CDC just a few days ago, and they won't tell me what's in the vaccine. They said, oh, we're going to start the campaign in 6 weeks, but we have no idea what's going to be in the vaccine. I said, how could that be, you know? I mean,
well, they don't.
They're not going to tell us. They know what's going to be in it, but they're not going to tell us.
Yeah, well, I too have talked with an epidemiologist at the CDC, and he tells me the same thing. We don't know. Well, wait a minute.
We're going to decide. They're doing an experiment, I think, with about 400 people. I mean, you know, these are 400 volunteers for a few weeks, and based upon testing of a few hundred people over a few weeks, they're going to decide whether a vaccine is safe to give to hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. There's something wrong with that.
Well, not only that, but I don't know if you knew this or not, but I demanded, there's been about 100 people vaccinated here in Utah, test vaccinated. I demanded of our health department here in Utah to get a copy, a sample of this sample vaccine, to compare it with the real vaccine when it comes out in October. I would, because in talking to the head of the CDC in an interview, he made the public declaration to me and others that this is a different vaccine. There will not be squealing. There will not be live attenuated viruses in this one. It, for all we know, it could be saline solution. You see, they just want to make sure what is shown. There's no side effects. It's safe.
Right, but the question is, are they going to put in squalene? Because this is really my concern. And the fact is that they're already distributing the squalene across America in preparation for the coming vaccination, but they haven't decided whether it's going to be used or not.
Oh, absolutely. They have to use it. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you why they have to use it.
Well, I mean, of course, squalene, if we study its complications, has terrible complications, and we'll talk more about that when we get back. What is your doctorate in, True?
I'm in civil nutrition.
In civil nutrition. Okay, fine. Well, I think it's important we get the information out, and I appreciate your work.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information package, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Truott. And before we go on, would you like to get your telephone number out and your, perhaps your website?
Well, yes. I don't really have anything posted on this with my business website, but I've combined forces with a number of other concerned professionals. Our website is www.pandemicfluonline.com. Again, that's pandemicfluonline.com. And if you want to learn more about what we're talking about here, go on that website, click on the community toolbox section, and you can get a lot of handout material, brochures, and whatever that you can pass out to friends and neighbors that may be concerned about this.
All right. Is that .com or .org?
.com, Dr.
All right,
Stan.
Fine. That's pandemic, flu, epidemic.
No, Pandemic Flu Online.
Online, pandemicfluonline.com. And you have an article there that your information on the original vaccine they made back in 1980 and how it was really sort of a recombinant vaccine at that time.
Well, there's a lot of I've actually printed up and written about 10 different papers on this. You can go on to another website that has all of my writings posted, or the majority of them anyway, and that is labvirus.com.
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 That's all right, correct. Fine. And so that's fascinating that David actually had that technology back in you know, prior to the First World War, but I'm sure that they did. We know that the Rockefellers...
No, let me get this very... Let me be very clear with this, okay? Now, this is a little bit of confusion. I've had this discussion with others in peer review, okay? So it's very important to understand they didn't do this on purpose back then. It was an accident. That's very clear. What they were trying to do was just basically create a very good vaccine. Though I'm sure they had the best of intentions to do it. They wanted to save lives on the battlefield from typhus fever infestation. So, you know, for sure it was not done purposely back then. They were just creating this vaccine, but it was a side effect, unknown side effect of the vaccine. If you go back and read the literature at the time, Dr. Stan, in fact, I found a book that was very rare, was actually published in 1920. The author's name is Charles Higgins. I've took the liberty of reprinting and republishing this book because it's so incredibly important to understand this.
Is that Charles Higgins?
Higgins, yes, with an H.
Okay.
Higgins.
All right. What's the title of the book?
The title of the book is The Horrors of Vaccination.
Now, where is the book available? Is it available through your website or through the other websites? Or?
You can call my office toll-free and get a copy. The toll-free number is 866-989-9876.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you don't even want to pay for it, we'll give it to you. We want to get these books out free of charge if necessary.
And he wrote this book in 1920, then?
1920, and he presented it formally to President Wilson in the White House because his whole petition was to stop the mandatory forced vaccinations of young men that have been conscripted into service. The draft brought millions of young men together, okay, and forced a vaccination on them. And this was his sole desire, to stop this this forced vaccination. As he outlines in the book, it's an absolute abrogation of constitutional rights to have a vaccine of this nature forced onto to individuals.
And of course, unfortunately, our military, they've used them as more as experimental guinea pigs with a lot of these untried vaccines. And I think one reason we're going to have some very real problems with this is that the swine flu they're going to be given, you know, here in just a few weeks is still experimental. They do not know the long-term effects of it.
Absolutely. And again, there's absolute, at least in my mind, conclusive proof that this vaccine is, consists of a lab-created virus. Now, Novartis has a patent that was just issued in 2009 in February on what they call a split viron vaccine structure, which is going to be, okay? This is right out of the pages of their patent. And then on the second page of the patent, on paragraph 032, we read that this vaccine is designed to combat or to negate the effects of a reverse-engineered virus to begin with. And then we go back and we actually find that MedImmune company there in just down the street from Fort Detrick, lo and behold, has a patent on the virus itself. Can you believe that?
Well, I can believe almost anything. You go right ahead, though, with the story.
Anybody that doubts this, please email me, and I will be happy to send you copies of these two patents, and it'll blow your mind. I sent this the MedImmune patent to Dr. Bill Deagle just this week. And he keeps calling me on the phone. He says, I'm just speechless. I can't believe that they patented a virus. And but they have. It absolutely has been done. Just like Browning patented his Browning automatic rifle, the BAR, and made millions of it, here is a patented weapon of biological source. Holy mackerel. Okay, so here you have MedImmune, who patents this and assigns it to the U.S. Government and the NIH. So the NIH now controls the patent. And then you have MedImmune creating the nasal flu mist vaccine that's scheduled to go into our school children. You know, Dr. Stan, step outside the box and think for a minute if you wanted to create a pandemic, if you wanted to create a medical emergency that you could bring in medical martial law, how would you go about doing it? Would you put a virus out in an aerosol spray or do it in a discharge from an airplane? No, viruses don't have that long of a half-life. Very ineffective to do that. But if you could just have the people submit without question to having their children be given live viruses in their nostrils, and they're live and they're contagious for 3 days to 2 weeks, they're walking around stores and Walmarts and Kmarts and taking it home to their mom and dad and their siblings that are not in school. My goodness, how dangerous is that one?
Well, Chris, I think our listeners have to understand that if you use the nasal spray, why then, of course, you tend to shed the virus. In other words, it'll come right out. When you breathe, why you put out droplets that have the virus on it? This is we call live virus, but viruses aren't live. But at least these particles have not been deactivated. So go right ahead.
So the question, when I talk about this, will this hold true in the original model where they say it wasn't transmissible? I submit this is a different virus they're putting out in these vaccines. I think it is going to be highly transmissible. I believe that this will cause the very pandemic that they're fear-mongering about right now. They will cause it. Because right now there is no pandemic. Right now there is no level 6, literally. Okay? It's only what they will do now to cause it. That's reality.
I'm very, very concerned that not only may be that, but it may be something in the vaccine that they're going to inject, because I think the flu mist is going to be used primarily on children. I don't know about adults.
Right.
But they're going to give millions. I mean, they've already bought 195 million doses of the vaccine in the United States by the government. Then, of course, the private industrial and maybe buying it, private doctors will be buying it. And then they got 195 million doses for the people in France, and then of course they're going to be giving this all throughout Europe, and they're talking about maybe 4.9 billion doses of the vaccine will be used throughout the world, and they won't tell us what's in the vaccine. Is it going to contain the screening adjuvant that can produce autoimmune disease and has destroyed the lives of so many of our Gulf War veterans? What's in the vaccine? Well, they're going to decide sometime in the next 6 weeks.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Dr. Truott. Does that book, The Horror of Vaccination, go into the background of how they were able to create this virus back there, and should they accidentally created the virus back in 1917?
Yes, indeed. It goes into all of that. It actually shows pictures. Charles Higgins dissects the so-called pandemic. But see, back then it wasn't called a pandemic. Back then it wasn't even called influenza, Dr. Stan. In the medical jargon of the time, it was classified as a mystery pneumonia. It was classified also as, quote, paratyphus pneumonia, because it was doctors at the time thought it was tied to the typhus phenomenon. And it was. It was. So, you know, it just wasn't until much later that we named it the Spanish influenza.
Well, you go right ahead. I think this is fascinating information. I'll certainly want to be getting your information. I'll call you off the air, but I'll certainly want to get that book. And we might even carry it through our ministry. It sounds like information we need to get out as far and wide as we can, because I am afraid that there are people, gullible people out there, who are going to take this vaccine, and they're going to get deathly ill. And it is not approved for pregnant women or children, and yet that is the group they're going to target, that along with healthcare workers. What happens if, you know, they incapacitate the healthcare workers of this country and do serious damage to pregnant women? How could you possibly want to give a vaccine to a pregnant woman that did not have, you know, a long-term track records, especially one that contained both aluminum and mercury, which we know is going to be in it? But you go ahead.
Well, yes. In fact, if you look at the typical seasonal flu vaccine circulars in big, bold print, and I have one right here on my desk, do not dispense to pregnant or lactating women.
And yet our doctors are doing that. Obstetricians are doing it because it's recommended by the CDC, even though the you know the manufacturers say it isn't known to be safe. So why would the obstetrician, College of Obstetrics, recommend that they give an unsafe vaccine, and I'm talking about not the swine flu, but the regular vaccine, to pregnant women and six-month-old children? It doesn't make sense unless, well, you go ahead.
Well, I have my own ideas on that. To put pregnant women to the front of the line, as you know, pregnant women have a lot of estrogen hormone circulating in their bloodstream, especially during that first trimester, okay? In some of the paperwork on these patents and some of these early publications by Taubenberger's team, we see that certain estrogen cycles can cause specific protein mutations on this viral structure. It could very well be that giving this vaccine to pregnant women, Dr. Stan, can turn it into a very deadly, more transmissible form of a virus. That's what I'm afraid of. I believe in Scripture. I believe in, as a Christian, in the New Testament. I believe in Matthew 24, where Christ prophesied concerning the last days that there would be, quote, an abomination of desolation come upon the land. That would definitely threaten all human flesh. And he said in Matthew 24, woe be unto those who are with child and those who give suck in those days. Why would it be woe to pregnant women? Well, I think he was saying this is a factor. This is what's going to cause this abomination of desolation to become many, many times more deadly. That's my take on it. I hope I'm wrong on that. But again, I have studied this and studied this and studied it. And the only thing I can possibly think of putting pregnant women to the front of the line is that very thing.
Well, I will tell you, this whole story is so incredible. And if you analyze it very carefully from a logical point of view and from a medical point of view, nothing going on today makes any sense. Other than that they're trying to get the doctors and the nurses and the healthcare personnel behind this. And they'll probably go along with it because, after all, the CDC is there to protect our health. Or is it? I've been to the CDC.
Well, in 1974, Dr. Stan, we had the Henry Kissinger of the Nixon administration, Dr. Henry Kissinger, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, the defense secretary, actually put their signatures to a paper called Secret Strategic Memo Number 400-400. You can get this online. Just type that in, SSM-400.
SSM-400, or is that... 400, because basically we carry the NSSM 200, National Security Study Memorandum 200, but this is another one, huh?
Yeah, it's a different. Well, it's still the same line, okay? And that one is right. It's all about what? Genocide.
Is it SS40 that? What's the number again?
It's NSSM, National
Security. NSSM, right?
Yeah, -400, I believe.
-400. Okay, fine.
Okay. I could be wrong on that. It could be the same when we're talking about 200.
Right, but we it came out in and we actually have copies of that. People can get it on the internet, but we offer it. You know, we have to charge you for it because it's a lot of work to put it together.
Right,
we have it. Everybody should read that. And they really are talking about genocide. How we've got to limit the population of the world because, after all, these other countries got too many people in them. They're going to start using their own natural resources, and we won't be able to get them, and we won't be able to keep those countries subjugated. So we've got to limit their population.
So look what happened. That came out, it leaked out, there was a national furor over that in 74 and 75, and I think that was one of the reasons why Nixon really got into trouble. You know, there was the Watergate scandal and the cover-up, which was absolutely, you know, a criminal act, of course, but I think it was deeper than that, and it had to do a lot with the congressional upset over this secret memo. So Nixon is put out of office. Here comes Gerald Ford, and immediately as Ford takes office, we have this swine flu epidemic, pandemic scare of 1976. And we have all of this hoopla over this pandemic being inevitable. It's the same verbiage, the same language. And the reality is, one soldier at Fort Dix collapsed after getting a vaccination, by the way, on a forced march. He got dehydrated, overheated, and went into convulsions and died. And that is what is the whole impetus of the swine flu epidemic scare of 1976. And here again, they put out a vaccine of a mutated H1N1, which, by the way, had oil and water adjuvant in it as well. Okay? And look what happened. How many thousands of people were permanently disabled by Guillain-Barré syndrome, lupus, all of these horrific problems. In 1979, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Wallace and the 60 Minutes team did a fantastic expose of this. If you go onto YouTube and just type in the search engine, 1979 60 Minutes - swine flu. Watch that. It's two parts, okay? It's roughly 20-minute segment. And you got to watch that to really put in context what's happening again today. It's the same script. Only the actors are changed.
And, Chris, the figure that's ordinarily used for swine flu is the fact that 25 people died from the vaccine. Mike Wallace said it was 300, and I would believe Mike Wallace a lot more than I'd believe the CDC.
Well, and again, that's only what was reported. And typically, you have anywhere from 3 to 5 times more reality than what's actually reported because they're given something else as the cause of death, okay?
Hey, well, look, we're out of time, but we could go on for a long time. In fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to call you and get you on my other programs. We do 5 hours of programs a day to 4 different audiences. We'd love to have you on again. Thank you for all the work you've done, and we will be calling you about getting a copy of that book and the patents. God bless, and thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen, I think this is such an important issue, and I'm very impressed by our guest here, which came highly recommended, of course. We do have a 4-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. You need to get this, the swine flu vaccine. You need to get the information. You need to sound the alarm. You need to go down to your local mall or your shopping center and pass out a little flyer and say, take this vaccine at your own risk. There really are people who believe in population control. If you haven't read my monograph on population control, go to my website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you can pull it down for nothing, or if you get any of the items from Radio Liberty, we'll send you a free copy if you request the Population Control Agenda. That's the Population Control Agenda. Let me suggest our 4-CD set on swine flu vaccine. Let me suggest my talk on planned population reduction. None dare call it genocide and population control. And there's a 4-tape set on population control, too. That's planned population reduction. None dare call it genocide. Population control and the 4-tape set on population control.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.